USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure, but I was ready to do it.
A tweet to meet, and now President Trump, the first American president to step foot in North Korea. He makes history after meeting for a third time with leader Kim Jong-un in the DMZ, demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. The two leaders shaking hands, and Kim taking the president up on his Twitter offer to say hello while he was in the region. The president inviting Kim to the United States.
I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled. They've been talking about this for a long time. But that's a country with tremendous potential.
Then President Trump flies on Marine One to Osan Air Force Base and speaks to the troops before heading back to the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirst.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids they form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Before President Trump heads back to the United States, he stops at an Air Force base to thank members of our military for their service to our country ahead of the July 4th holiday week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes continues our coverage now of the president's historic trip.
He told the troops at the Osan Air Base in South Korea he was proud to be the commander-in-chief of
the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth, the United States military. Thank you very much.
The president speaking to those service members hours after he made history by crossing over the Korean DMZ and into North Korea with Kim Jong-un, becoming the first sitting president to set foot in North Korea. The president telling the troops,
"We had a very productive meeting. I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled. They've been talking about this for a long time."
Also addressing the troops, the president's daughter, Ivanka, and Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In USA News for your health now, the former New York City Police Department detective who testifies before Congress 2 weeks ago has died of cancer. In his compelling testimony, he was pleading with Congress for an extension of funds to help 9/11 first responders. He talked about all his chemo treatments and passed away of cancer, the result of all the toxic chemicals and dust resulting from the radical Islamic terrorist attack. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill.
"You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't."
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched."
In other health news, as we head into the July 4th holiday week, parents taking their kids to petting zoos across the country being warned about a 2-year-old boy who dies from E. coli bacteria. He got the infection while petting animals at a county fair in San Diego, California. The health department says the boy, one of at least 4 children ages 9 to 13, who got the potentially deadly infection after touching the animals and not washing their hands with soap and water, even though there were signs urging visitors to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.